Stampede Blue. What we talking about? Indianapolis, AFC South. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Topics, loaded like offense. Colt-centric, talking about it often. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Do it big, like lines for an offense.
Colt-centric, welcome back to another Stampede Blue Colts cast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Matt Bainley. Thank you guys for coming back to the show. Another ugly, ugly game for the Indianapolis Colts. Not what any of us was hoping to see. And the sad reality of it all is that the Colts now are 5-4 and have lost to the previously 1-7 Miami Dolphins. There's really not a lot that any of us can say about this that's going to make anybody feel any better. This was a terrible game, top to bottom. The Colts had exactly 3 points until less than a minute to go in the third quarter against one of the worst defenses in the NFL, if not the worst defense in the NFL. We've got a little bit of everything with this one in terms of negativity. I mean, quite honestly, we got the Indianapolis Colts not doing their job. In terms of special teams, Adam Vinatieri missing another extra point that would have put the Colts at the time up 13-10. Instead, it's 12-10, very reminiscent of what we've seen so far this season, is Adam Vinatieri missing easy kicks. And, you know, quite honestly and quite, in my opinion, justifiably so, the Colts fan base is pissed. They're tired of it. It's getting a little old. There are fans, and that's fine. And you're a fan, you're a fan. I don't care if you're one that backs the team no matter how bad they play, or if you're a fan that chooses to be a little more objective, and this just rips you at the core that you've got the guy that's considered to be the GOAT that still can't hit a damn extra point after a touchdown. However, it's time for everybody to step into reality and say that this is getting a little ridiculous, okay? I mean, if you're one of those that continues to say, hey, he's the GOAT, we stick with him, I back this team no matter what. Well, I back this team no matter what too, but I'm still pissed and Adam Vinatieri sucks this year. That's just the reality of it, whether you like it or not. On the other note, I told you guys last week, you know, after Adam Vinatieri had 3 touchdowns in one pick, whatever he had, that was a very good game for him because he sucks. He's not a good quarterback. He's almost never been a good quarterback. He has had games like he had against the Steelers where he'll have a couple touchdowns, a bad throw or two, for the most part is capable of managing an offense, but he is marred throughout his career with awful, awful games. This is who Brian Hoyer is. This is no surprise. And everybody caught a full glimpse of who exactly Brian Hoyer is yesterday against the Miami Dolphins. Look, this Dolphins team, I told you guys, they're not going to roll over and play dead just because their management has been trying to disassemble this team from the jump. They want to win. Brian Flores wanted to win. And I can tell you, just watching it, it didn't look like very many people on the Indianapolis Colts wanted to win. I thought the game plan was pretty bad. I thought the execution was awful, especially offensively. Yes, we were out T.Y. Yes, we're out Brissett. Yes, we're out a couple other guys here and there on one side of the ball or the other. But this is getting old. Excuses don't last, guys. Good teams play through this stuff. The Colts are not a good team right now. Their record says they're average. I'd say they're average, and they've been playing below average football lately. I don't want to go through every single drive of this game. You know, it looks on paper like the Colts finished well. When you have a field goal, your next possession is a 10-play field goal, then you go a 7-play touchdown drive, then you throw an interception when all you had to do was do something. This is he had two his two interceptions were on first down, or two of his interceptions were on first down in this game. That's awful. That is the major no-no in football. You don't throw a stupid pass on first down. He did a couple times. Then you have a long drive. You end up turning it over on downs. When you get into field goal range, and yes, the extra point made the Colts or forced the Colts to go for it. But that play calling, that execution, and the once the Colts got into field goal range, oh my God, that's pathetic on all accounts. Frank Reich is to blame. Brian Hoyer is to blame. The Indianapolis Colts in general played a terrible game Sunday in Week 10. There is no getting around it. That is the way it is. That is the way it goes. I mean, this team has played awful the last couple weeks. Their offense has been dreadful. I mean, when you really look at it, I mean, the last 2 weeks, the Colts have been awful on third down. Hell, the last 3 weeks, Colts have been awful on third down. They were okay against the Steelers in the red zone. Okay, I suppose, against, you know, the other day in the red zone. But, man, they're at 5, 4.5 yards per play so often in this. This really needs a severe wake-up call. And I think for Reich, too. His insistence to run the ball on first down, regardless of situation, regardless of what's happening on the other side of the ball, that's got to stop. First of all, you don't have a quarterback in there who can really navigate this offense. Okay, that's just a fact. Brian Hoyer, like I said, is not a good quarterback. There is zero reason that anybody on that offense has any confidence in Brian Hoyer. You could see it. Regardless of what they did on their last few possessions, they put points on the board. But it took them an almost 3 full quarters to put more than 3 up. And man, I didn't remind you, Miami sucks, okay? But this team is not the team four or five weeks ago. This team is coming together because absolutely nobody believes in them. They've got 2 wins, and I guess I would guess they're going to have at least a couple more. They simply are not as bad as their record is right now. And guess what? The Colts are worse than their record. Whether Jacoby's in there or not yesterday, I don't know that I have complete confidence in Frank Reich to be able to dial anything up. Look, you look at some of the passes that Hoyer threw. He was insanely inaccurate yesterday. Not only that, but you say, well, at least he's going downfield. Well, yeah, but look at what happened when he went downfield. He was awful, and he was throwing into double coverage, and he was throwing to guys who weren't past the sticks, i.e. Eric Ebron yesterday. And Eric Ebron, his comments after having some sort of a meeting with Frank Reich about his role within the offense, he was happy with his role. Well, damn, I am so happy for you, Eric Ebron, that you were happy with your role. Because the team looked like absolute shit offensively. You caught 5 passes on 12 targets. Congratulations. And guess what? The team was worse for it. Jack Doyle made the most of his for the most part. But look, you can look at anybody across the receiving corps about this. This wasn't just the fact that these guys weren't catching their targets. The bottom line is they weren't getting the ball accurately to them. Ebron, 5 of 12 targets. Everybody else at least missed 2 targets. Hines missed 3. Pascal was 2 catches on 7 targets. 2 catches, 7 targets for who is actually your number one receiver right now. Okay? Bad balls, bad throwing into double coverage, throwing late. The receivers are completely done running their route on comebacks. They've already gotten to the sideline. That's when the ball gets released. That's not okay. That's a real issue. That's a real issue. Mac, I mean, did the best that he could yesterday. You know, he's not getting 100 yards every week, and he only averaged 3.9 yards a carry. But what the hell else did the Colts have going for him? I mean, is anybody here, and if Eric Ebron is smiling after his role in yesterday's game, they need to sit his ass. Because if that's what makes you happy, getting that kind of a role in a game where your offense looks like complete garbage, then you're not made for this team. That's the bottom line. Defensively, I thought the Colts played pretty decent football. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying they were excellent by any stretch of the imagination. The Colts were only 5 of 13 on third down offensively, but they held the Dolphins to 6 of 16, and I think that a couple of those were some junk plays that they just simply didn't play well on. So overall, I think that the defense played pretty well. They held the Dolphins to 3.7 yards per play, folks. You don't lose games when you hold teams to 3.7 yards per play. Oh, wait, yes, you do when you only average 4.3 yards per play. 18 of 39 passing for Hoyer and the Colts. Fitzpatrick was 21 of 33. Both quarterbacks less than 5 yards per attempt. 3 interceptions. The Colts only took 1 sack. This, I mean, 3 penalties on the Colts yesterday. This is complete BS. This team is pretty awful right now. You can say that this is too negative. You can say that the Colts are this or they're that. Folks, wake up. Right now, I mean, look, the Colts started 1-5 last year with Andrew Luck, with Frank Reich. So I get it. I don't think anybody is or should expect Frank Reich to be an excellent play caller every single game, week in and week out. He's in a slump. I think his play management, his time management, a lot of things right now not going well for Frank Reich. They're still backing all these guys. And look, confidence has got to run out. Nobody. I don't care who he is. If he's a coach, if he's a player. You don't trust Adam Vinatieri to kick a freaking extra point. And right now, if you trust Brian Hoyer to throw a completion or to make a smart pass or to make an accurate pass, I'm wondering why. The offensive line did a pretty decent job yesterday. Defensively, I think the Colts did a pretty decent job. Started out nice. Forced a fumble right off the jump. Oh, let's throw an interception. And with that, there is a caveat to that. Yes, after rewatching the Ebron interception touchdown, whatever it was there on the Colts' next possession, I mean, 2 feet, came down with the ball, never lost control of it until after he hit the ground and started to roll and the other dude pulled it out. I think that's just simply a bad call. But here's the thing, guys. Vinatieri's mixed extra point. Yep, the Colts would have been within 3 points there at the end of the game. Could have kicked a field goal and gone into overtime. And maybe after some of the the non-aggressive play calling that Frank Reich's had the past few weeks, ever since Denver, maybe Frank Reich does decide to kick a field goal there and try to go into overtime. I'm just not so sure. Do you think Frank Reich wants to go to overtime when your offense has sucked for an hour of game time? I don't know that I would. I mean, like, man, do we have a chance to win this game? Because we're getting out of here. First down. Terrible pass to the end zone. I think to Ebron. Second down. Terrible pass to Pascal in the end zone. Chester Rogers, I believe. Third down. Another bad pass. Colts are 4th and 10. And you got 2 guys running 8-yard routes. You got Zach Pascal open in the flats. At least you give him the ball to attempt to see if he can get something after the catch. And I mean, when I say open, wide open. Nobody on him. That's a bad quarterback. That's a bad opportunity wasted, or a good opportunity wasted.
Not only are the routes bad, but the fact that Brian Hoyer threw the ball to an 8-yard double covered route is just pathetic. I said this last night on Twitter, and I'll say it here. I at this point, you're 5-4. You know who your starting quarterback is. You're still not going downfield with him. You're not trying to break any barriers with Jacoby Brissett. This is not Andrew Luck's offense. Yes, T.Y. Hilton's out of the game. He doesn't have his big play threat, but come on. Come on. I mean, you simply, Brian Hoyer ain't the guy. He's not a backup. He's not even an average backup in this league. I want to see what Chad Kelly has. I don't really care if I see a bad game out of Chad Kelly if, let's say, Jacoby Brissett can't go next week. I don't really care if Chad Kelly's in there at the starter and he doesn't have a great game. He's young. Hoyer's a 10-year vet in this league, and he still sucks. He's not getting better. Reich and Hoyer had an entire week to come up with some sort of a game plan in order to keep this thing tight, and they failed to. It was just ugly. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, guys, I want to talk to you about TickPick. TickPick is a great way to get tickets to see the Colts or any other sports, music, or entertainment event of your choice. Not only will you save 10 to 15% off every ticket order, you can do it without any annoying fees at checkout. Think StubHub, but without the fees. Just head to TickPick.com, select your seats, and head to checkout. Get on your way to the next Colts game with TickPick.
All right, folks, we're back. Back on the Kelly conversation. Yes, he was acceptable in the preseason. A lot of people thought he was looking pretty good. I thought he looked pretty good. He's athletic, can pick up yards with his legs, has a better arm than Hoyer. I'm not so sure that he is a backup who potentially could start. But like I said before the break, I just think that you have to kind of cut your losses with Brian Hoyer and say, we're going to try Chad Kelly, see what he can do. Jacoby's not in any risk of going on to IR, I don't believe, or anything like that. But this has to happen. You've got to say, look, I'm going to coach up Chad Kelly to be a suitable backup in case this arises again. Because right now, when it comes to aggression, when it comes to the ability to do things when plays break down, man, I trust Chad Kelly a hell of a lot more than Brian Hoyer. And I've seen him throw in the regular season. And I don't think anybody has to, quite personally. It was so disappointing watching that game yesterday. And, you know, and I said that the defense played pretty well. And they did. They weren't great, but they certainly, you know, weren't terrible. The first half, the first three quarters, though, man, no semblance of a pass rush. None. Yet we're still with Tyquan Lewis inactive. Is he that bad in practice to where you have no interior pressure whatsoever outside of a couple plays from Grover Stewart that you're going to just say, no, we're passing on a second round pick, and we're just going to run with what we got? Because right now, the old man on the line, Justin Houston, is the only guy creating pressure consistently of any kind. He's the only guy that can beat anybody one on one. That sucks. The Dolphins' offensive line, folks, is so bad. That is the definition of a makeshift offensive line. The Colts front seven was all healthy, active, starting. It's just disappointment all the way down the board. I mean, it just is. I don't know. And, you know, and I'll give Matt Eberflus some credit, though. He did start dialing up some blitzes. He did start dialing up a couple things to try to confuse Fitzpatrick. And for the most part, I think he did okay doing that. The problem is it takes three quarters to do it. Your offense is doing nothing for you
other than creating turnovers for the other team, putting the other team in great field position. Like I said, first down plays. Both of those interceptions, two of those three interceptions, came deep inside your own territory on first down. You gave the other team the ball inside the 35-yard line both times. They literally had to do almost nothing to put points on the board. And that's what they did. I mean, they did. They did almost nothing, and they still had points on the board. The Colts are not a good team right now, folks. We were hoping to see this team be able to push for the AFC South title this year. They still, like, technically can. But, I mean, yes, I would agree to an extent that T.Y. Hilton's one of the, if not, you know, the top two important players on this team. But you've got to have a quarterback that can do something outside of that. We talked on Stampede Blue Radio the other night, and I said that, yeah, I think Jacoby Brissett has to be your franchise quarterback until basically he proves that he's not. He was out yesterday, so I'm not trying to say that yesterday was any sort of a revelation in that regard. The bottom line here is, though, you either take the chains off of him and let him go downfield, let him be more aggressive, give him the ball, allow him to make plays. But if you don't feel that he's capable of it, what does that say about what you've got? You have two catches from your number one receiver yesterday. You threw the ball 12 times to a guy who was happy with his role within the offense when this offense sucked. What I wanted to hear from Eric Ebron yesterday, when they asked that question, it doesn't matter. We lost. That's a teammate. That's a teammate. And, you know, there's just so few and far between of the positives from not only yesterday, but from what the Colts are doing in any way. The Colts held the Dolphins. I mean, there's so many things that the Colts did that tell you that they should have won yesterday's game, and by a couple scores defensively. 5.1 average for Fitzpatrick. You sacked him three times. You forced an interception. You held their offense to 70 yards rushing. You didn't have a single receiver catch more than five balls for more than 69 yards. And they just didn't tackle well. I mean, they just didn't do anything to force the Colts' hand. What they did do is they made their kicks. 3 for 3 on field goals. They sucked on third down. They weren't effective in putting plays together. They had 13, folks, 13 first downs the entire game. They had one on the ground. The Colts weren't penalty whores yesterday. They didn't give up a single first down on penalties. The Colts were 0-2 on fourth down, though. That matters a little bit. This just, I mean, look, this is not a happy podcast. And we're going to kind of end it with this, because the Colts have, you know, still in the most favorable part of their upcoming schedule, the Colts have not been able to do anything. They have not been able to put wins on the board. They play the Jaguars next week in Indy. That doesn't matter. They can't win at home against the worst team in the NFL or the second worst team. Take your pick. Whatever. Doesn't matter. They just put up 30 points on the Texans. They just held the Chiefs to 13 points the week before that. They barely squeaked out a win against the Broncos, that are a better team, I think, than we give them credit for, but they were still a bad team. The Steelers were a sub-500 team. We lost to them 26-24. Lots of opportunities, lots of points given to them, just handed to them. And then the Colts aren't motivated enough. I'll be honest with you, they weren't coached up enough yesterday They weren't motivated within the ranks of the players yesterday to win a game at home, blow a team out. They weren't motivated enough to whoop the Dolphins' ass in Lucas Oil Stadium yesterday, and they got beat for a myriad of reasons. And you know what? You look at the defensive stats the last 2 weeks, maybe even the last 4 weeks total, 5 weeks even. That defense is doing enough for this Colts team to win. I'm not going to say they gave up 26 to the Steelers, because defensively they did not. The Texans were held to 23 points, and they, at that time, were as hot as anybody in the NFL. They held the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes for 90% of the game to 13 points. The defense is doing enough, but they're going in to play the Jaguars at home next week. They're going to play the Texans again on Thursday following that. Then they're going to play the Titans, who, oh, just also beat the Chiefs. Then they're going to play the Bucks, who have an explosive offense and a pretty damn good defense at times as well. Then they're going to play the Saints, who, for my money, have the best defense in the league. Then they're going to play the Panthers, who are, you know, whooping people's tail, but they're also kind of up and down themselves. Then they're going to play the Jaguars again to finish out the season. And let me tell you this, and I mean this completely. When you look at a completely healthy Colts team, you look at even a Colts team that maybe is average, even with all their guys back. I mean, even look at them with a couple wounded guys on the team. There was a time just a few weeks ago when I said, nobody on this schedule scares me other than maybe the Saints. And maybe the possibility of the Panthers or Bucks having a really good game against the Colts. But I was completely convinced that the Colts had plenty to win those games. I'll be honest with you, there's not a team on their schedule right now that can't beat them. Not a single team. The Jaguars aren't good. It doesn't matter. The Dolphins were terrible. The Texans are a good team right now, and they are playing better. They will smash the Colts if they play anything like they have the past couple weeks. The Titans, I don't know what the hell they are, but they're more than capable of beating the Colts, even though they don't beat the Colts. This is ugly. It's sad that this is where the Colts are right now at this point in the season. So be a fan. I'm a fan. But you know what? It is totally okay to not accept the play, the coaching, or the direction of this team right now, because they are not coming through. They are not doing what they need to put W's on the board. Points, nothing. I'm not confident in them. I know what they can do. Everybody does. That's potential, right? Right now, this team, if they have confidence in themselves, they need to look in the mirror. And I'll start with Frank Reich and kind of engulf the entire team with this. You waived Deion Kane because you weren't putting production on the field. Tons of potential with that guy. That's fine. You do what you got to do. But look at the rest of you. The rest of this team has done the same thing. All the potential, in my opinion, in the world, with Jacoby Brissett, T.Y., all these other guys, everybody. The defense, lots of potential as a unit, as individuals. They are not putting the production on the field, especially the offense. And guess what? You got a lot of guys whose contracts are coming up, especially the tight ends. You don't have a number one receiver without T.Y. Hilton. You've got a number two, but even then you don't target him when you need to against a pretty bad Dolphins defense. Chris Ballard has been working
to turn this offense up. And the Dolphins spent all year to this point breaking their their roster down for draft picks, and they beat the Colts last night. So, not a good thing. We'll come back with some more about the Jaguars in the rest of the week, but this is a game that none of us want to talk about again. None of us should have to talk about again. Any way you look at it, the Colts right now are not what they should be, and they're not who we think they are or should be. So, Colts lose 16-12, deservedly so, and the rest of the season looks like it could be a long one for the Colts. So, thank you guys all for listening. We'll talk to you again later on in the week, right here on the Colts Cast. Stampede Blue.